The bishops of the United States continue their ad limina visits this week with prelates from the U.S. states of Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri in Rome to pray at the tombs of the apostles and meet with the Pope and the various offices of the Roman Curia. In a general allocution last week to the bishops of regions 7, 8, and 9, including the bishops in Rome this week, Pope Benedict XVI focused his remarks on the need for the Church in the United States to offer a reasoned defense of traditional marriage against often powerful political and cultural forces that are seeking to alter, and in some cases have succeeded in altering, the legal definition of marriage.
The Church's conscientious effort to resist this pressure calls for a reasoned defense of marriage as a natural institution consisting of a specific communion of persons, essentially rooted in the complementarity of the sexes and oriented to procreation.
The states whose bishops are visiting are not strangers to the struggle. Iowa's Supreme Court imposed a legal alteration of marriage when it ordered that marriage licenses be issued to same-sex couples in 2009. Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri, meanwhile, have each passed amendments protecting the legal definition of marriage. Also in his address to the bishops, the Holy Father explained that sexual differences cannot be dismissed as irrelevant to the definition of marriage. He went on to say that defending marriage as a basic social institution is ultimately a question of justice, since, he said, it entails safeguarding the good of the entire human community and the rights of parents and children alike. The bishops of U.S. Region 9 are here in Rome from March 12th to the 17th. I'm Chris Altieri.